It is time to wake up now.
Wake up! Don't sleep your life away!
Rise and shine. 6 a.m. and your hand can't make it to the alarm clock before the voices in your head start telling you that it's too early, too dark, and too cold to get out of bed. But you didn't ask their opinion. The voice you've chosen to listen to is one of defiance. A voice that says there was a reason you set that alarm in the first place. So sit up, put your feet on the floor, and don't look back, because we've got work to do. Welcome to the grind.
Go yourself.
You want to do it now?
I'd love to do it right now.
With lots of love and a hearty, how you doing this morning, neighbor? It's the John and Gordy Show, only on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Take it away, boys.
Back again. Another All fantastic right. morning.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Good. John and Gordy, Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Good to have you with us on this Thursday. Good morning, John.
It's already a Thursday, huh?
Wow. Yeah, it is. And it's pretty clear out there this morning, although there might be a few clouds here and there. But we're at 34 degrees, highs today in the low to mid-50s. Yeah. It's going to be gorgeous today.
This guy just drove down State Street, you know? And he,
he
saved himself by going down another street.
Is he an out-of-towner?
Yeah.
That would explains it.
He's got a kayak on the top of his damn car.
Well, who goes kayaking in March?
I know. What is he doing over here? Well, you know, you got to look cool no matter what. Winter, summer, he's got a kayak. What a great guy.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Well, maybe he's, he's going to get in some early kayaking. I mean, it might as well. The weather's been pretty cooperative.
Yeah, it's been fantastic, right? And alternate side parking, you know. How's
Tom Allbaugh get that all? I don't know. I didn't hear a follow-up report.
The thing is, I got to go to his site on Facebook, maybe at Twitter X. I'll check him out there. And we can sign his petition, by the way.
We
should be doing that. I mean, here we are. We talked about it and everything, but we did not participate in the the democratic process, if I could say that right.
You know, we're very busy. He's busy. We got to, just remind ourselves, yes, let's sign the petition for whatever he wants to do with alternate side parking in Madison.
All right.
You know, speak up. Let your voice be heard. That's what democracy's all about.
Is it?
And, And if we don't, it could all be gone in like 8 months. Let's remember what democracy is like and get out there and sign some petitions.
Well, the entire world is shuddering right now. They're freaking out over the possibility that this guy could actually get in. You know, what we're doing right now is we're actually kind of promoting Trump, but at the very same time, we're acting like he has a supermajority of voters out there just waiting to put him in office. I just don't think that's happening. I don't think it's real.
No, it isn't real. And, the longer it goes on and the more outrageous things he says and all these trials go on, he's losing some support along the way. But, Nikki Haley dropping out, then all of a sudden, now it's just down to Trump and Biden, in most people's minds. And it's
what is it?
So it's given him new energy.
The Democratic candidate dropped out as well.
Yeah. So that's it.
Yeah.
But,
I was listening to Todd yesterday, and he mentioned the fact that now, because the House and Mike Johnson delayed the State of the Union speech to today, now it's the beginning of, the real competition, the campaign between the two.
Mm.
And now he's giving him a platform on the very first day, or second day.
Yeah.
To give him a national platform to give the State of the Union address tonight.
That's right. That is tonight.
Yeah.
So we'll all be watching on the edge of our chairs.
And on Friday, we'll be dead tired because we've had to watch it and see the discussions and see what the impressions were from everybody and know what the news people were thinking as well, like we care.
Yeah. And then we got to analyze the follow-up, whoever opposed they picked somebody to just
say something,
get
stupid
in front of the camera and try to oppose whatever was said in the State of the Union.
That's right.
Yeah, it's always a wonderful speech to watch.
I know.
Remember when Marco Rubio did it? He grabbed that little bottle of water.
That was ridiculous, wasn't it?
It was such.
Oh my God!
What a moment!
You know, and they keep doing that, right? It wasn't just Rubio. I can't remember the other instances, but they are always making an idiot of themselves in some way, shape, or form. Either sweating profusely, or just you know, being so stiff, or maybe so brief. They didn't actually not even covering anything in the State of the Union usually.
Well, right.
You know, they should do
it's
it
a
live.
Moment.
Do it live, right?
Well, I'm pretty sure they do it live, don't they?
I don't know.
I don't think it seems like
it's pre-done or
really.
Maybe they do it live, but they write up the script and they don't ad-lib anywhere in that script. Now, if it were Trump, of course, he'd be ad-libbing for the 3 hours given him by the networks.
Sure. Yeah, they give them a lot of time.
They do.
Yeah.
Too much time now. So
it's a ratings grab.
That's,
for
that's my opinion. He's going to be a fiery Biden, they're saying on CNN. Fiery.
Fiery. Well, here it is, the 7th day of March, and let's check out the National Day Calendar, shall we? Are you ready for this?
All right.
All right. What day is it not? All right.
I'm not going to even look at the calendar. I have it listed in front of me. I will not look at it. I will take my guess. I will take my shot. I'll go out on a limb. Go ahead.
Is it National Slam the Scam Day or not? Is it National Flapjack Day? Is it National Hospitalist Day? National Cereal Day? National Crown Roast of Pork Day, or National Glazed Donut Day. Which one of those days does not belong? Or National Be Heard Day. So that's a big list. Let me go over it again.
There's a kind of, you're kind of, you know, you always save up the fake ones for the last.
No, I don't.
Last year.
No,
yes, you do.
That's not true. No, I don't.
No, come on.
No, I don't.
So it's always easy
not
to
always.
Figure out which one.
Is it National Slam the Scam Day? Is it National Flapjack Day? National Hospitalist Day? National Crown Roast of Pork Day?
I know you threw that one. That was your creation right there. National Crown Roast Day.
Well, you're wrong.
No, no, I'm just kidding.
That is actual.
That was not a guess.
Yeah. Well, it seemed like a guess. You see, now you're not playing by the rules because that was a guess.
Call me Trump.
Trump. National Cereal Day, National Be Heard Day, or National Glazed Donut Day.
Okay,
Sam already knows the answer.
National Day, Glazed Donut Day is not the correct one.
Okay, you're right.
It's always the last one.
That was a very reluctant, yeah, you're right.
But the first time through, I didn't, that wasn't the last day.
It wasn't?
That I read. No, National Be Heard Day, because it was on the bottom of the computer and I didn't see it. And then, that came up. So, otherwise, it would have been,
Just an amazing.
Now you figured it all out. After all these months, you figured it out.
I have.
You figured out my schemes.
I know. Okay. It took me a long time. I'm embarrassed.
Let's see. What else happened? What happened on this date, Sam? You have some information on that,
really?
I'm sure.
Okay, let's crack open the history books here quick.
Crack open the history
books. Not the dust.
Boy, not they're a dusty. Ton.
Yeah, they are dusty.
Ugh.
Ink is real faded. Not a lot that I could find for today. For
really?
Today
Nothing?
In history. Well, a couple
Nothing?
Things. Today, in 1644, the first bicameral legislature was formed in the U.S. colonies.
Wow. Ooh.
In Massachusetts.
Wow. So two cameras were...
Yeah, two pictures at the same time.
Bicameral.
Two houses in the
two
legislature.
Houses.
They had two camels. They brought in two
there
camels.
We go. The circus in the colonies, right?
Bicamerals. Yeah.
Yeah. A little more recently, some civil rights history.
Yes.
Bloody Sunday was today in 1965 when civil rights marchers marched across the Edmund Pettus Bridge. They were attacked by police, clubs, dogs, smoke, all that jazz.
And I think all of that work that they
John
did
Lewis,
for civil rights.
John Lewis getting beat.
Being completely destroyed now by the current Supreme Court. Just wiped away. Just wiped away.
It's a shame.
Pretty much. Yeah. Yeah,
that's all we got for today in the history books.
Well,
tomorrow,
thanks for bringing us down.
It's my job. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I could have started with that one, but
all right. Okay.
We always have a smile on our face when we say souffle, Right?
Oh, souffle. Yes. Yeah.
That's how you do it. So bring back that smile.
We got to get that pronunciation.
So how do you say croissant?
Yeah, exactly. We
got
to get him to say it.
Typical French pronunciation. Is it croissant, croissant, croissant?
We got to figure out.
Souffle.
I don't know how to program. I don't know how to program. The word that I want to get him to pronounce. I don't know how to get him to do that.
Is it an AI that does this voice? I'd assume.
I don't know. I think it's an actual person who did all this work, and he picks out all these words and does this work, and he records them.
What words do you want to have pronounced?
Is there a way to enter in a new word that he can pronounce?
I'm sure there is, because that's how we got that one. I can do a little research.
Maybe it's just Gordy voice acting.
No, it's not. You asked for a pronunciation of the word, and then found a site that had that word in it already. Pronunciation, but you didn't ask that as a bot, an AI bot of some sort.
Okay. What? I don't know what you're talking about.
Artificial intelligence bot.
Well, what words do you want pronounced? Souffle.
Souffle.
Okay. Anything else?
No. How much time do you think we have?
I'm not going to do it right now.
I'll say your names.
Oh, okay. Yeah, actually, that.
2 minutes.
I'm not doing it.
Can't you do it right now? Okay.
No, I can't. Because I have to tell everybody later today, we're going to be giving away some more Stephanie Miller tickets. The Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Save the World Comedy Tour is going on, and they'll be at the Barrymore Theater on Saturday, May 11th. At 8 p.m., Stephanie Miller, John Fugelsang, Hal Sparks, and Frangella, the whole gang will be there. We're giving away tickets a little bit later on this morning right here on the John and Gordy Show. Be listening, and it's going to be a little while yet before we get to those
tickets.
She's
been the sexy liberal for a long, long time, hasn't she?
Yeah. I don't know. That's a good question. We'll have to, again, do some research and ask her people. Maybe they'll tell us. I don't know. I have no idea about her personal life. I don't know anything about her.
Well, I do, but I'm pretty sure she probably is a partner of some sort.
Okay. Okay, I just spilled coffee.
Yeah, thanks.
You too, huh?
I ran in here, and I didn't have time to get my coffee into my thermos.
We've all had issues with coffee this morning. I spilt mine. Gordy spilt mine. You didn't even get any.
I didn't bring it in. Had to come into the station this morning. Yep.
Yeah.
There he is.
Here he comes.
There he goes.
He heard the word.
Does anybody want coffee?
Yes.
There he is.
Who wants coffee?
We all need more.
Who wants coffee?
Yes.
The thing is, he's shouting so much, he's not hearing anybody.
He's just there. He's not paying attention to what's actually going on.
He's just running around willy-nilly.
Now he's going to go out on State Street, get on the corner, and start shouting into the air, anybody want coffee?
Yeah. All right, we're just getting started for this Thursday morning. John and Gordy, Sam Davison behind the controls. Back with more.
WMDN 92.7 FM 1580.
I love that intro. Yeah. Chicago.
It works, doesn't it?
Anybody know what time it is? Well, it's 20 minutes past 6. Hey, good morning. It's 34 degrees.
Capital
highs
city,
today in the
capital
mid-50s.
City. Yeah. Capital yeah. city. The capital yeah. city.
It's
Madison,
it
Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And if you.
Oh, John,
what?
This just in. Hang on a second.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go.
We are looking at how to pronounce this word as well as how to say more interesting French cooking terms and food names as well. So make sure to stay tuned and consider subscribing for more learning. How do you say it? Souffle. Souffle. For reference, in French, it is said as souffle. Souffle.
Souffle.
In English, however, souffle is how it is said in English.
You got it?
No, I missed it.
You know, did you get this? Was this any helpful? Let me know in the comments and by using the like button. Thank you kindly for your support. Here are more videos on how to pronounce more food names.
I'm just trying to understand what he was saying before souffle.
I know, you can't understand anything.
No, I just love that. Is there any way you can play that in? I don't know how you found that or how you came
you
up
want
with
it
that.
Again?
Yeah, it's good. You please.
It
was okay. Just
all right. Listen, because he has an announcement at the beginning of it.
I'm very calmed by
it. We are looking at how to pronounce this word as well as how to say more interesting French cooking terms and food names as well. So make sure to stay tuned and consider subscribing for more learning. How do you say it? Soufflé. Soufflé, for reference in French, it is said as souffle. Souffle. In English, however, souffle is how it is said in English. Souffle. And now you know. Did you get this? Was this any helpful? Let me know in the comments and by using the like button.
It is just fantastic.
See, now I don't think that's the same guy as our croissant guy.
No, this is the same guy. Who would have a voice like that? Who would have an accent like that? No, that's him. That's definitely him. You know, like I say, he's got this wide span of different topics. All these words he's chosen. I think he's personally recorded them all.
Yeah.
I don't think this is AI.
No.
And now he's probably kicking himself, knowing that now there is AI, and he could program his voice in, and then it could just synthetically.
Here's
say
the
all the words
guy.
Correctly.
So how do you say croissant?
Oh, yeah, I think you're right. Maybe it is the same guy.
French pronunciation. Oh, is it croissant?
Yeah, that is the same guy. It okay. Is. All right.
I don't know how you got him to say that.
Though. Another mystery sound.
No,
how did
it's
I do
not
that?
A mystery. I don't know how you're finding him. I work like an hour trying to do this.
Maybe he just has his number, dialed him up, and recorded it quick.
Yeah.
Gordy
has connections.
There we go. See, he wants a little feel important.
I'm not going to reveal who this, how I know this guy. Yeah. But I do have a connection with him.
Well, okay. That's fantastic.
we got that solved. Okay.
We should give him a real, real American word to see how he comes up with that.
All right. Well, go ahead.
Think of a word that we could, program. Well, forget it.
We'll work on that.
We'll definitely work.
We'll put that on the back burner this morning, though, because we got a lot of other important stuff to get to.
We do.
Okay.
Let's get to something that it's something that sticks under my craw just a little bit, and I don't know where the craw is, but if I
you got a lot of stuff sticking under your craw,
if I could get it out,
that craw is looking a little ragged because there's a lot of stuff stuck in there. So let's try to get some of that out today.
Yeah, I know. Well, let me just try to pull this one out. It's the Supreme Court and it's their incredible activism that is kind of destroying the political system and our civil system in this country.
Yeah.
And it's also
the Supreme Court needs a better publicist. They need good publicity.
Yeah.
They're really, they're getting a lot of hits lately.
Right. Exactly. So this
they
is
need a PR agent.
This is another thing, where they said that basically you can be a participant in an insurrection, and that's okay. Mm. It's nothing the Constitution covers. Sure, it does. The 14th Amendment covers it very well. Section 3. It's not that. Yeah. It's not that. The Congress has to do something. Right? That's what they said. The Congress has to, make a statement on this and
draw the
line in the sand and say that this is an insurrection, and therefore they can levy the penalty, I guess. I don't know. They made all of this stuff up on the bench. How can they do that? And no one's...
Well, they're
no
the
one's,
Supreme Court. They can do anything they want to now.
Every
apparently.
Attorney out there should be on this on every show, and it should be just, blanketing all the media sources like Twitter, X, and Facebook, and YouTube. Everybody should be talking about this and talking about how corrupt this Supreme Court is. One person gave this analysis... based on, the decision by the Supreme Court. They say not a single one of the thousands of ex-Confederates who were disqualified under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment were disqualified by an act of Congress. It didn't require an act of Congress back then. Why is it all of a sudden required now?
Hmm.
They were automatically disqualified, as Jefferson Davis himself recognized in his trial. So we have historical reference on this. We know that this is the way it should be run. It is self-actuating. And what they did was they created something out of whole cloth, just legislating from the bench, giving it to Congress, or giving Congress a new job and then telling them what kind of job they have to do.
Right.
I am pulling my hair out. I am not an attorney. Thank God.
Yeah.
I'd probably be out, at a building top someplace with a rifle.
At this point, I know.
I'm just trying to calm down just a little bit here thinking about shooting. The liberal justices who agreed there should not be a patchwork of state-based systems of disqualification don't seem to understand that if the Supreme Court had rendered a decision disqualifying Trump, that would have had a national effect, not a state-by-state effect. It would not have meant that each state gets to decide. The decision, as it stands now, has a national effect that Trump cannot be barred from any states. And by the way, it has a national effect on every insurrectionist. Now they can all run. And then Congress would individually have to deal with each one of those people being released after they serve their sentences.
This is just unbelievable. It's crazy.
It's crazy. Yes. But again, there was a historical reference. None of the Confederates were allowed to do anything again in politics. They were disqualified, and they didn't need an act of Congress to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the Civil War
days. Right there, that's what happened.
Yeah,
yes.
that's what happened, right? The most obvious thing is sitting right in front of you, historical context. Mm-hmm.
I don't know why that never got brought up until now. That doesn't, you would think they'd be all over that.
Yeah, makes sense, doesn't it?
Yes.
Well, well, yeah,
but John Peterson, once again, you've shown us the light. Thank goodness.
Here. Okay.
Yeah. You should have been a lawyer.
I should have been, but I didn't have any kind of concentration level when I was younger, so.
Well, don't tear your hair. Don't tear all of your hair out.
I still have all of it there.
You still need some of it. Okay. Good. Good. So, that's one good thing out of it. Okay.
Well, thank you. I know. Shouldn't start off so powerful.
It's exhausting,
this morning,
isn't it?
I know.
6:29.
What a message.
We've got news. We've got weather. We've got Pam Yonke with the farm report. And when we come back, hard workers, well, they get to sweat more. That's coming up.
Yeah.
Reaching for and never quite getting close to the high broadcast standards of the Civic Media Network, it's the John and Gordy Show on Mad Radio, 92.7 FM, WMDX.
Sounds like one of our meetings.
Yeah, I know. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there we go. Okay.
It's always a fun time.
By the way, we got another great pronunciation coming up, so hang on. But now, we've got Joe on the phones right now, and we want to talk more about the 14th Amendment, how it was completely screwed up by Supreme Court justices who should know better, who seem to be legislating from the bench, who are activists. We've heard activists, justices are bad. Well, they love it. They love that role. And let's talk to Joe. What do you got, Joe?
Well, I think it was just sort of interesting. We are tied to the definition of insurrectionism and seems to be so wound up with Donald Trump and his supporters. When it also is rather broadly, there are many different kinds of insurrectionists, right? I mean, the Confederate Army was an insurrectionist army going against the government. Mm-hmm. So what if you had, instead of Trump supporters who wanted to keep him in office, what if your insurrectionists were an actual Confederate offshoot that wanted to take over the government and engage in the kind of January 6 activities that we see, that we saw then? What if it was, a Confederate group? What if it was the White Brotherhood group, some offshoot of the Nazis who got, all of their supporters into take over the government? How about a little failure? I think it's a real failure of imagination on the part of the Supreme Court, because the insurrectionist can be rather broadly understood, right?
It can be.
It could be you name it, right?
Right.
I mean, there are all sorts of people who could be insurrectionists.
And now mm-hmm. we're bypassing that. You know, now we can't do anything about it. Again, these people have just gained tremendous amount of power, all the groups you just mentioned. So they can
go ahead.
Work their way into government and work from the inside.
Yeah. The door is open.
Yeah.
Come on in. Yeah.
And what, again,
you know, the standard,
Congress is going to spend all their time dealing with each and every group that comes before them now.
Yeah, it could be pretty broad, you know. Yeah. I mean, let's say it's a group of Russian nationalists who come into the United States and they support the idea of that's been touted by Putin of a greater Russia. You know, they believe that Alaska should be given away back to Russia because we didn't pay enough for it. Okay, so I mean, seriously, why not that as well as people who are supporting, you know, this odd clown former president named Trump? They're both ludicrous that they should have that kind of power, but the Supreme Court has given them that. Isn't that correct?
Yes. And it's mind-numbing to even continue to think about it, and it's bothered me beyond belief. It really is. I am looking for more, you know, legal opinions on this, so we'll be having them. We'll be featuring them here on the show in the future as I find them. Of course, we haven't had too many of them, you know.
See if a group of Nazis can then claim the same sort of protection. That would be very interesting to me.
Right.
Thanks, you guys.
Okay, Joe.
All right, Joe.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you for your call.
We're going to have the
Appreciate
Mean Farmer
it.
In just a moment, but I want to get to our new word, something that has been bothering, I think, everybody for most of their lives, because no one has ever been able to figure out why anybody would call something toilet water as a fragrance or perfume. And we're gonna get to that interpretation right now. You've got that, Jordan?
Yeah, I do. I do have Julian Miguel. He's our pronunciation guide, and here he is talking about toilet water. Okay.
Bonjour, this is Julian, the Frenchman who makes French pronunciation videos here on YouTube, and we are looking at how to pronounce this French phrase that you see on many perfume bottles or fragrances. That would literally translate in English from French into toilet water. This is a lightly scented cologne used as a skin freshener.
Cologne?
It is also referred to as aromatic waters, which probably sounds better than toilet water.
Yes.
How do you go about pronouncing it? In French, we would say eau de toilette. Eau de toilette. Oh. But it'd be fine in English or American to say eau de toilette. Eau de toilette. From French, eau de toilette. Here are many more useful words from French that you may want to hear and nail the pronunciation of.
Okay.
Au revoir.
Au revoir, Julia. Mm.
Oh, yeah. Eau de toilette.
Eau de toilette.
Eau de toilette.
You got it.
I love
you
that. Yeah?
All right. Maybe we'll get another one here. But we have somebody on the phone first.
All right. Let's go to Mark.
Let's go to Mark on the phone. Good morning, John and Gordy with you. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, good morning, guys. And you just distracted me momentarily. You said, the toilet. I don't know if you guys remember the old Saturday Night Live routine where they had the guys scooping water out of the out of some sewage canal over in France. And then and he was sniffing the woman's neck and then had to turn around and look at the back of his shoe. You weren't because it's French.
I don't remember that. I'd love to see that. Yeah, that's great.
But getting back to the more serious subject that I called on the 14th Amendment.
Yes.
And I'd maintain that 14-2 that the whole fake elector thing was part of the insurrection. But getting to the insurrection itself and that ability to hold office, I think the stress could be made that that on the back end is they can run for office, but they certainly can't be seated because. And maybe that's the
they're hanging on is that
then once they've been elected to office they can't take office because the Congress would have to by 2/3 majority have to remove that impediment technically on the language. I got my copy of the Federalist Papers sitting in front of me the Constitution printed in it.
But that's interesting, They could run for office, they could be elected, but they can't serve unless Congress acts and allows them to serve.
And that's what happened prior after, subsequent to the Civil War, I believe, in some cases. And that's, it sounds ridiculous, but every single one of those insurrectionists' ass should have been pitched in jail you know, on the day of the insurrection, and then Trump subsequently. Mm-hmm. But and all his little supporters, including Mr. Ron Johnson, whose involvement in the fake electric thing is becoming more and more apparent every day.
I agree. Johnson's role, you know, I think he was only talking when he always talked to the press about spending just a few minutes. It was always that phone moment that we were talking about. Yeah. But for him, that's what he wanted to talk about. He didn't want to talk about all the prefacing that went on before that phone moment that he said, oh, I only spent like 3 seconds on the phone. Can't blame me for anything on that, you know, right? Seditious, seditious 3 seconds. So,
yeah, rolling back all the way to December 6th, apparently, you know, before the fake electors even.
But I agree with you. I think the fake electors definitely should be part of the insurrectionist movement, and I believe it is part of it. So I agree with you on that. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Mark, thank you for your call.
All right, Mark. Thank you. And
Appreciate it.
Eau de toilette or souffleur.
You want another one? We ready for
wow.
Or is it Mean Farmer time? Tell me.
It's Mean Farmer time.
Okay. Yeah, well, we got to get to that. You know, ready?
Yeah, because, you know, again, this is not, we're not, you know, taking shots at farmers. This is actual a mean farmer in Nebraska who managed to put together these little vignettes that I think are fairly entertaining. He's pretty cool.
And instructive, too. They're, you know, it's good information.
It's a perspective that we never get on the radio.
That's right. Okay.
All right.
Let's hear the mean farmer.
Yep.
Okay.
Hi, this is the Mean Farmer. And this week on the Mean Farmer Show, it's time for a real popular Mean Farmer Show feature, a trip into town.
Oh, boy.
Oh yeah. I get into town once a season. The summer trip's always special. I hook a honey wagon for you city slickers. That's a manure spreader. Honey wagon, you get it? Up to the old 55 International 3-ton, slap the carbine in the gun rack, and then I call old Tammy Faye. She's my 455-pound Hampshire sow. She'll be 15 this year, a little old and cranky. Had over 200 piglets, and they all ended up in town. Ooh, she knows. Oh, she knows where they ended up. Don't you think she doesn't? Oh, anyway, load up, get out on the highway, and we'll go about 7 or 8 miles an hour, slower uphill. People honk, and they honk, some of them yell, and they get right behind me ready to pass, and I edge over to the left there, and back to the right, and then engage the manure spreader. Spray? Oh, boy, some of those little J-Pan cars swerve right off the road into the ditch. They get towards the top of a hill and wave them around. Come around, come around. They get into that passing lane, cross the yellow line, and oh. When they see that tanker truck coming, oh, they get back quicker than Alvar. Woo! Some of them stop and get out clutching their chest. Well, anyway, I get into town, head over to Holly Udelhoffen's Red, White, and Blue Tap, let Tammy Faye out to wreak her terrible vengeance on the town folk. I just head on inside, run off the odd drunk banker or two, and suck down a case of PBR, a dozen pickled eggs or two. Yeah, that's a trip into town. Next week on the Mean Farmer Show, getting out of town. That's when the carbine comes in handy.
Oh, man.
That was, that's one of my favorite ones.
The big Tammy Faye.
Yeah. Wait till he introduces his pit bulls, you know.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Get the manure spreader going.
haven't we all been behind that, right? We have.
Oh, yeah.
They might have heard that Mean Farmer episode in the past. Oh, that's like from the early 90s. He recorded those.
Yeah.
Still good today.
Funny stuff.
Still apply today. Oh, my God.
We got to get a hold of Pam Yonke and see if she knows the Mean Farmer. I bet anything she knows him personally.
You that know. Would be great. You know.
Yeah.
You know. She knows.
Oh, you know. Yeah.
You know.
That That evil laugh he has. Too much. Okay.
But I mean, that's what you do. You know, you do that as a farmer. You know, you back up traffic for miles, and there's nothing you can do. I know they don't have a mean spirited bone in their body, but my God, you know, it is just impossible to imagine why they just don't somehow pull over a little bit more than they already have, right?
Well, yeah, and then they swerve to the left. Yeah, they sense that you're about to pass, so they swerve over to the left so you can't pass them.
Wave you around at the top of a hill just to meet a tanker truck.
Now, you know, they got those big ones, those really big trucks that you could drive under. Have you been behind one of those? You know?
Yes. Yeah.
Now, I have a small car, and I'm always wondering, could I actually get under that vehicle?
Oh, boy.
There's no way I'm going to try. I could have probably done it with my Karmann Ghia many years ago, but no.
Oh, yeah.
You've seen Christmas Vacation, right?
What's that?
You've seen Christmas Vacation,
movie? Yeah, yeah, so that's right.
It happens in Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, and they did that.
Right, they just in their station wagon, they drive under a semi-truck, and then they're just chilling out there.
There you go. See, you can do it, and we could all try doing it ourselves. It's been done.
Oh, boy.
Highly recommended by the John and Gordy Show.
There you go.
You want to learn some more French? We got just a minute or two here.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you ready for one more? Have you ever heard the word sacré bleu? Okay.
Yes, yes. No one knows how to say that.
All right, well, here we go. Hang on.
Bonjour. We are looking at how to pronounce with the typical French pronunciation this French expression of surprise, exasperation, or dismay. You often hear in movies or said by English-speaking people that do not know French very well or haven't been in France very often. You often hear it said, sacré bleu, sacré bleu. While typically in France we would not say sacré bleu, but rather sacre bleu, sacre bleu, sacre bleu. Not sacré bleu, but rather sacre bleu,
sacre
bleu.
Got it.
Sacre bleu would be as close as you could say it in English. Sacre bleu, not sacré bleu. Why would you say sacre bleu?
Okay, we got it.
Relax. Sacre bleu. Oh my God.
Sacre bleu.
Okay,
you made your point. All right. Oh my God, help!
Can't shut him up now.
What happened?
I don't know.
Remember Oda to clone the skunk in Warner Brothers cartoons?
Oh, yeah. That was
I think it was
stuff.
Oda to clone.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah. Can't even
649. Coming up, AI is coming out in everything. What next? Oh, boy.
Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, broadcasting from the capital city of Wisconsin. It is Madison, and we're on State Street, a block away from the Capitol. And, you know, we're not going to see the politicians around much anymore. You know, they're on vacation, at least the Assembly is. Senate's out there working real hard, doing nothing, as usual.
They're having meetings.
I
think the Senate.
Working hard or hardly working?
Hardly working. You know, these guys should be part-time. They should just be part-time. They're full-time legislature, and one of the few in the country. And they take so much time off, and they take time off to elect themselves, you know, instead of serving the public. I mean, these guys get free health care. They get benefits, retirement benefits. And they're complaining about, you know, having a little program or two for the working class because that's just too much government. Government gets too big that way.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
No, you know, I'm not buying that argument ever again. And I hope no one else does. All right. So now you have this special way to figure out how to say words, okay, Gordy? You certainly
you want
have an inside look, and on how to find out how to say something in with a French accent in American. So,
yes,
my head spins just thinking about what this means. But you know, somehow, well, somewhere along the way, you know, this guy is going to figure out that he could use AI, you know, get his voice translated into AI, and then come up with any word and make it into a bot of some sort. Now, he may not do that, because I love his personality the way it is right now, the way he went on a rant before our break.
he kind of went off on...
No one expected it.
Sacre bleu, bleu. No one
expected it. He must have had a bad day that day.
Well, I'm looking for some more words here. I mean, he's got so many.
Well, the thing is,
he spent a lot of time putting this together, you know?
With AI, so. You never know, but AI might also get into the mode of frustration mm-hmm. and then go on a rant. They learn from the people who program it. And if, mm-hmm. like me, I get on there and I start programming it and I start, you know, just rattling off every thought that I have into this thing, it might go on rants as well. And AI, by the way, I was reading this article, AI is in almost everything now. Every electronic device that is being made right now is integrating AI in some way, shape, or form. And now we wanted to integrate an AI partner on the program. Remember, it was we're still working on it.
You know? We're workshopping that, and it's not there
yet.
It's
prohibitively expensive.
There's money involved. We need a big time sponsor to step up in order to do it the right way.
We could use a voice actuated AI device of some sort, Alexa, something really bad. But we're not going to do that. What we want, we want the visual as well, even though this is a radio program and we are certainly visual on some of the social media sources. You can watch us on Twitter X, Facebook, YouTube.
Right. We're out there.
You know, some secret devices. But
secret devices.
But we want a partner that has a face. We want somebody speaking to us. We want to look at them in the eye. There is a special device. They've got one. I can't remember what it is, Sylvia or something like that, but it has a screen, and it actually has a female picture.
Right.
So it's not just a face. It's that female sitting there, I think, or just standing there and then talking to you.
And it kind of learns as it goes,
right?
It kind of picks up on things, and you can actually have a conversation after a while. And
that's what we want. We want that device here in the studio. So, and we'll put it between us, and we'll ask her all these questions, and hopefully, we'll have a conversation with an actual AI voice as human as it could possibly be.
Well, that's the idea.
And debate with us. We'll see who's right.
Because we need that.
Right.
All right. Well.
Okay.
But are you ready for another French word, or do you want to push on?
No, go ahead.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you familiar with the word charcuterie? Where you get a little like a plate full of vegetables and whatnot. I don't know. But anyway, let's hear. Julian has an idea about how to pronounce this. Okay.
Okay.
You ready? Here we go.
What is up, guys? Bonjour, this is Julian, the Frenchman who makes pronunciation videos here on YouTube, and we are looking at how to pronounce this category of food made of cured meats, dried pork in varied preparations, the ham, prosciutto and jamon, chorizo, salami, dried sausages and saucisson, mortadella, pâté, speck, copa, and many more. So how do you go about pronouncing this? There's going to be two different ways. The original French way, which may help you understand how and why it's said like this in English, and the English and American way. So in English or American, you'd say charcuterie. Charcuterie. You do want to insist on the Q part, and it's Q, not coup, because yes, it is a French word and a name of French origin, and the French pronounce the U, charcuterie. Charcuterie. Now in French, you'd say charcuterie. 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 So in English, charcuterie. Here are more videos to learn how to pronounce food words that are hard to say in English and American. I'll leave you to it, and I will see you soon in the wonderful world of French pronunciation. Au revoir.
Charcuterie.
Charcuterie.
No, that's the American way. Charcuterie.
Charcuterie.
You don't say the Q.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
I think that's what he said.
I don't know.
There's so much there.
They sounded almost the same to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't.
Pretty close.
Charcuterie.
I thought it sounded exactly the way he said it shouldn't be sounded in French. So
he's very particular.
But he is very particular.
He knows what he's talking about.
I'm sure if we reviewed it in depth,
really,
we would probably come to the right conclusion. But, you know, really? I don't use that term very much, so we'll just, we'll let that be. We'll let that one lie.
What's up, guys? Bonjour, this is Julian.
Okay.
Bonjour.
Later.
Wait, we should get
later,
that
Julian.
One. Bonjour.
Okay.
Bonjour.
I wish I had taken French. What did you take in high school?
It used to be
required. You had a couple of years of language. I don't think they even require that anymore.
I think
in Wisconsin they still do.
Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah, I believe it
in
is.
In middle school, I had to take a language. In high school, I did not.
Right. But they expect you to do it if you want to get into AP classes or in college. You have to have some.
Yeah, a lot
of
colleges require it for different
certain amount of years. Oh, we're running out of time already? I didn't get to my other story here.
This first hour just flew by. But coming up in our next hour, Stephanie Miller tickets. She's coming to the Barrymore. We've got some tickets to give away. Also, Moms for Liberty on damage control and a whole lot more. News, weather, and sports next. You're listening to the John and Gordy Show on Civic Media.
Let the sun shine. It's the John and Gordy Show.